I had a long chat a couple of weeks ago to the owner of a number of restaurants in Melbourne, Chris Lucas, who's been very vocal on the way that COVID has impacted on businesses. He also owns a restaurant called Chin Chin in Sydney, and he said that the decision to extend restrictions, including mandatory QR code check-ins for a month, was another impost on small business. He described the extension as just window dressing from politicians, and they do very little to instill confidence. Well, I think his comments are valid, given that they don't now do any contact tracing of an outbreak at a venue, or if they do, they don't tell us. They don't tell us where that venue is. Small business is doing it particularly hard this time around. Reason being, there is no support from the federal government in Canberra for small business. Bruce Bilson knows how Canberra works. He was a senior minister in the Abbott and Turnbull governments. He's now the Small and Family Business Ombudsman. He joins us on the line. Good to talk to you again.
Steve, awesome to be with you and your listeners.
How tough is it out there, Bruce?
It's tough and it's very diverse as well. As diverse as small businesses are is how diverse the circumstances are at the moment, Steve. We've got some businesses, through the nature of what they do, how their business model is set up, the way they interact with customers, it's been a very productive and positive time for them. Some have been really screaming along and taking advantage of new challenges that COVID's produced and been well-placed to be very profitable. They're making hay while the sun shines. For others, though, it's been an absolute nightmare. I mean, the headwinds have been COVID, Delta, government lockdowns, no foot traffic, cost pressures going up, and now more recently with Omicron, a bit like your restaurateur was talking about, people's behaviours changing, Steve, where there's less leaning in of government orders and regulations and directions from public health officials, but still concerns a confidence-sapping set of arrangements that a lot of people are choosing not to do things on their own volition. They're just not going out to restaurants as much. If you're in a CBD or a population centre where foot traffic's key to your business, it's a barren and punishing time. And now we've got supply chain pressures. Staffing is a real challenge with those isolation rules. A little few cost pressures in the supply chain. It's all over the place, Steve. It is all over the place, and small businesses are bearing the brunt of much of it. But also playing a really crucial role in the recovery.
I wrote a column in the Herald Sun last Saturday and it was a varied response. We've got about 250 responses, probably about 50-50, where I suggested that one thing the state government could do would be insist that their public servants, who would normally occupy an office in the CBD of Melbourne, go back to work, stop working from home, get back into the office and regenerate the Melbourne CBD, which I must say, having been in Sydney not that long ago, and I'm in Melbourne regularly, Melbourne is lagging way behind all of the other capital cities in terms of foot traffic. Do you think that it would benefit small business in the city if that were to happen, that people who would normally work in an office be asked to go back?
Look, I think that would be a really positive contribution. That was an idea that was floated in the earlier stages of the virus, Steve. As you know, I was based in Melbourne and we've the world's longest lockdown, but as those work from home or work away from the office, if you can, directions came out and a lot of businesses adopted to that mode of operating, the main streets of Melbourne were barren. You could fire a cannon down them. And I recall vividly going in for a meeting in Melbourne, where a coffee shop near where my office was. You know, there were a couple of people in there, and I said, look, how are things going now? And they said, oh, look, we might hang on. We've got about, you know, one-fifth the traffic and one-fifth the revenue that we used to have, but that's a whole lot better than it was. But their rent's still the same. You know, those outgoings, you know, those commercial rents, Steve, in places like CBDs and population centres that are based on the value of the foot traffic. When the foot traffic's not there, those rent numbers don't come down proportionately. So there's still that enormous challenge. And I know some people were saying, you know, even those Team Blue, Team Red split shift arrangements, you might have recalled, you might have heard about those workplaces where they're trying to segment the workforce so not everybody went out if there was an infection that spread through the team. I mean, even there, people were really looking on the middle days of the week. And I know I was in New South Wales hearing about the challenges getting the mojo back into Sydney, And people are saying, well, if you're only going to come into work 2 or 3 days a week, can at least 2 of them be Monday and Friday? Because they were all, you know, people that were coming in, the proportion that were gravitating around Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And even, you know, the restaurateur, nightlife, you know, that sort of hospitality end was suffering because you didn't have the Friday night after work get together. So that would be helpful. The things that are going to be most difficult to challenge, and that I think small businesses are finding most difficult to address, are the decisions people are making for themselves. I mean, we're being urged to look about self-care and concern for others, and people are making choices themselves to try and not go out in large groups, to avoid maybe not going out for a bite in a restaurant every week and maybe doing it once every 4 weeks. I mean, they're individual decisions. They're really hard to map, Steve. They're really hard to predict. And that's where I'm hearing from a lot of small businesses. It's really untidy out there and really hard to navigate because the formal rules aren't, in all cases, setting the tone. It's individual decisions that people are making, concerned about their own health and trying to take care of people around them.
You're a senior minister in a Liberal government. You know how Canberra works. It seems that Josh Frydenberg, in preparation to hand down his budget pre-election, has got no appetite for any more government handouts like JobSeeker, JobKeeper. But the state government's now going to step up. It looks like New South Wales will unveil a job saver style support. Is there any indication that the Andrews government in Victoria might do the same?
Look, I haven't heard directly from the Andrews government. What I've been doing in my role is bringing small business and family enterprise industry associations together to talk directly to government and to ministers. We've had 2 of those forums where different business sectors have been making it very clear to government ministers and to policymakers what's going on and what they think is needed. The government federally are still open to targeted support for really, you know, clearly impaired segments of the economy. Let's think about the travel agents that are, you know, they're having a hell of a hard time, Steve. They're still processing refunds and credits rather than bringing income in. And there's certain regions and areas around the visitor economy that, are, you know, they're recovery impaired. You know, it's a pattern across the sector, and there's engagement federally there. You see some of the rental support schemes are still operating in Victoria, in New South Wales and in the ACT to a certain extent. Lots of calls for something like that to be extended by states and territories across the country because of exactly what we talked about before. You know, you and I running a commercial business relying on foot traffic when no one's wandering by. I mean, we're in a world of pain with those outgoings and costs. So it's a constant monitoring. There's lots of direct feedback. No one's being shy about sharing their experiences and their observations. Yet we're, you know, optimistic. We hope that that we're through the peak of it and things can start to recover and we can actually learn to live with this virus.
Good work, Bruce. Let's keep in touch. We'll talk again soon, eh?
Thanks, Steve. Good to be with you. Take care.
Good on you. Bruce Bilson there, the Small and Family Business Ombudsman.
Thanks for listening to this Australia Today podcast. For more of the news that affects you, download the Listener app and search Australia Today. Listener.